You are now tuned into Accelerate to Great Podcast with Nehemiah Davis, a podcast for aspiring and established entrepreneurs looking for their next level of greatness.
So I want to welcome Evan Carmichael to the very first podcast episode of Passion to Profits podcast. I'm super excited to have our very first guest. This young man is absolutely phenomenal. He's literally changing the world through video. And I am so excited to have you on the call today. How you doing today, Evan?
Good, man. Thanks for the love. I like that intro. I feel like I want to walk with you everywhere. You can introduce me like that. That's great, man.
You're a phenomenal brother, man. So I'm super excited to have you on here. I actually just ordered your book, so I can't wait for that to come in the mail. And I'm just happy to have you here because I literally look at your page, I watch your videos, and I continuously see your growth. And you're just a great role model for people all around the world, people like myself, and just everyone else who follow you. So let's just jump right into the interview. So I know before I read some of your story, you know, you were a VC raising money. You were doing a bunch of different things in the tech space, but you decided to start EvanCarmichael.com. Can you give me a background on what made you take that leap and really just start your own business?
So I had a business before getting into the VC world. I had a biotech software company, struggled a lot with it, wanted to quit. Among the worst days of my life, you know, kind of making $300 a month and not eating, not living the life, not eating well, just really down on myself. We figured it out. We turned it around. We sold it. And I just wanted to help other entrepreneurs not have to face the same struggle that I went through. You know, I was too embarrassed to tell my friends that I was struggling. You know, they invited me out for pizza or beer or whatever, birthday parties. And I'd be like, nah, you know, I'm living the entrepreneur lifestyle. Meanwhile, like, I had no money, man, like $20 for pizza. I had to pick one thing per month that I could do. And I'm sure they honestly would have supported me if I just told them the truth. I was just embarrassed that I wasn't having enough success. And so I just wanted to make it easier. You know, I think there's a lot of great shows and I'm excited for the launch of your podcast. It's an honor to be the first episode, and we look back on the greatness that's to come. I'm going to be super pumped. I think there needs to be more conversation just around the struggle around it too, and not just thinking, hey, you start a business, you're going to be an instant millionaire. So that's why I started doing it. It was really hard for me, and I wanted to make it a little bit easier for other people to take the same journey.
Well, that's good. So with that being said, because I'm big on just really, I know you're, Evan, if you guys don't know, he's literally combating the number one problem in the world, and that's untapped human potential. As well as he got a goal to really inspire and encourage 1 billion people. So I understand that's not a goal that is easy, but I know you're going to do that. So let's take it back to this person who's just getting started, right? What would be one of your biggest mistakes you have made in your entrepreneur career? So a lot of, and I'm asking you this question in particular because, Evan, a lot of us, we see the success. We'll see you got 1 million subs on YouTube. We'll see you're just living your dreams. And a lot of people get discouraged because they don't realize you actually started from nothing. So can you share with us a mistake? And then once that happens, share with us, what would you have told your 18-year-old self?
Yeah. So I think they're connected, those two things. I think the mistake was not believing in myself enough. In my first business, one of the reasons why we struggled so much was I felt like I was too young. I felt like here I am trying to sell software. It was scientific software. I didn't really get the science part of it. I was selling to people 3 times my age. I thought nobody would take me seriously. You know, 19, 20 years old, nobody's going to take me seriously. And I later realized that, listen, they don't care how old I am. All they care is that I can bring value. And for the younger people listening to your podcast, this was like 20 years ago. I'm 38 in May. So it's only become easier now to get established as a young person. Older people are looking at the young people and saying, man, like, we don't get this social media thing. We don't get this technology thing. We respect the youth and their opinions and their advice. And so that was the biggest thing that I think almost sunk my business. And if I had to go back to my 19-year-old self, I would tell them, believe more, man. Like, you got this. You can do this. Go for it. And I'm just so grateful that I didn't quit because I almost did. I think when you're comparing yourself to others, I use the analogy of using it as a kick forward, not down. You know, if you see somebody who's ahead of you, who has a million subs or who's started a successful business, somebody you look up to, use that as a source of inspiration to kick you forward, to say, hey, like I want to achieve more, not as a kick down to say, well, I can never be as good as that person. And so I think people do the opposite. People use it as a kick down. Like they may look at what you're doing with your books and your foundation and all this stuff and say, wow, look at all he's doing. I can't do that. Well, like you started with one project and then you built another project, and then, right? And so like use it as inspiration. If he can do it, then you can do it too. And I continue to look up to successful entrepreneurs who've done a lot more than me. And I always use it as a source of inspiration.
Let me ask you, who are some of your favorite entrepreneurs that you featured on your various series?
That's a great question. Young Les Brown is always a favorite of mine. I don't know if you know Les Brown. Yeah. He's a speaker, still a speaker. I think he's in his 70s, but he's gotten a little calmer in his old age. I like young Les Brown is a powerhouse. Elon Musk always challenges me to think bigger. I always feel like what I'm doing is nothing compared to Elon Musk. The first top 10 we did, one of the first was Kanye West. He's I guess the podcast, so people can't see on my wall, but I got a picture of Kanye. There's a giant picture of Kanye on my wall behind me. I think a lot of people only see the negative side of Kanye and don't see the greatness as well. And it doesn't mean that, you know, all the stupid things that he did are not still stupid, but the dude is also a genius and you can learn a lot from him. So that was one of the first ones. And so if I look at like meaningful ones, you look back to the very beginning, and there was a great story that kind of went behind why we made that Kanye West video. So,
and I was watching your Ask Me Anything video, and we were just stating how, like, hey, we do a video on Kanye West about, you know, the dumbest 10 things he said or did, like it would just go crazy with just subs. But you're more about impact. You're not just doing things for applause. You're not just doing things just to get people to look. You're literally trying to change the world. So what would you say to an entrepreneur who's following a path solely for money opposed to passion, or just because they actually love doing something?
I think you're going to fail. If you're chasing something just because you're trying to get rich, you're going to fail. I think it's one of the biggest things that people are pushing. A lot of fake entrepreneurs are pushing on Instagram, Snapchat. That's not the way. Like if you look at the people who've really made it, look at what got them to where they are. Look at any of the videos that we've done on the channel. It's always because you have a deep love for the work. You have to like the work. Like you're doing this podcast, you better like interviewing people, right? Like if somebody starts a podcast to compete with you and they're saying, hey, podcast is the way to get rich, and they're just going to do, you know, whatever it takes and say, I'm just going to work hard. And even though I don't like it, compared to someone like you, like if you actually enjoy doing the interviews, you're going to crush them. Like you will never win doing work that you hate, because there's somebody who loves doing that work and they're always going to beat you because they love it. And so I believe everybody has Michael Jordan level talent at something. You got to go find it. Find the thing that you could be one of the best in the world at, and then go all in and do that and stop trying to be a C or D version of somebody else.
That's good. Wow, that's good. So a young entrepreneur just getting started in this new dynamic of entrepreneurship 2018, what would be three things you would tell them to focus on in 2018 in order to succeed? With information now, I believe there's so many different growth hacks. I'm not saying you'll be a millionaire tomorrow. I'm not saying you'll literally change the world. But I do understand with just the proper information, watching YouTube videos, studying just successful people, you can get to levels of success a lot quicker than when you started in entrepreneurship, when I started in entrepreneurship. So what would be three things you would tell any entrepreneur to focus on in 2018 for them to succeed in business?
Yeah, so number one, I would say you've got to do the thing that you are in love with, that you are curious about, that you want to go back and do over and over and over again, because it's going to be crazy amount of work. And the only way that you'll get through it is you enjoy doing the work. So it has to be something that you love doing. If you don't know, then explore, then try a bunch of things. Like try a podcast, try a YouTube video, try writing a book, try making a t-shirt, you know, see, do you like that? Do you like the process? It's like if you're going dating, you know, you go on a first date and you see, do I want to go back and have a second date and a third date, you know, and maybe I'll marry that person. Not, I have to marry the first person I'm going to meet. And so you got to follow the thing that you're super passionate about. Two, I would say, whoever it is that you look up to, like who's done the thing that you want to do? If you love Kanye, if you love Steve Jobs or Elon Musk or Oprah or whoever it is that you look up to, look at their story, look at how they got started. It'll do two things for you. One, it'll give you the tactics. Like, what did this person do to become successful? And two, it'll give you the motivation, because chances are the people who you look up to started off with a lot less than what you currently have right now. One of the people I love looking up to is Oprah. She, you know, was sexually abused growing up. She didn't grow up with her parents. Her grandmother raised her. She was so poor that her grandmother bought bags of potatoes and used the potatoes to then sew it into a dress. And Oprah went to school in potato bags. Wow. It's like, just imagine showing up in school in a potato bag as a dress. You know, it's crazy. And so it's hard to imagine that whatever situation you think is so terrible in your life right now, that Oprah had it, you know, way worse than what you're going through. And look at what she was able to do. And so people have done it. So getting out of the excuses in your head of why what resources you feel you don't have or what circumstances life was thrown against you, people with a lot less have done a lot more. And so model their success and go after it. And then the third thing I would say is, I think the journey is really important, and you could tell the story. I think a lot of people are trying to come off as experts on something that they're not an expert in yet. But the journey to becoming an expert is interesting, is valuable. Like if you're starting a podcast, you may not be the greatest podcaster yet, right? Episode one, you're figuring it out. But you telling the journey of how you're starting your podcast, why it's interesting to you, figuring out what gear you're going to use, how did you book guests on board, like what are you nervous about, like telling that story gets people on board and helps promote the podcast. So if you don't have the expertise yet, then telling the journey of you discovering and developing the expertise can be your path to building up an audience to then be able to build a business against.
Wow, thanks. Guys, I hope you are listening to those gems. They were three gems. Look, I may have to make my own version of an Evan Carmichael video. Evan's three tips to starting a business in 2019, or three tips to using the tools you need in 2018 to win. Speaking of tools, what are some of your favorite business tools? So I spent years trying out different tools, testing different tools, till I found some of the right tools. So could you share with us some of your favorite business tools? I'm sure YouTube is one of them, but is there anything that you're using outside of YouTube that you absolutely love? Is it a certain calendar app? Like, just share with us some of your favorite tools or growth hacks that you would want to share with the guests.
Yeah, so I'll answer the question, but first, I'm not a huge fan of this question. And the reason is because people blame the tools. People think the tool is going to save them. Most people, I know not you, but a lot of people listening, a lot of people who are doing the searching, they think the tool is going to save them, and it's not. Like, the tool makes your life a little bit easier, but you still have to work really hard. I was mentoring an entrepreneur who's like, what tool do I use for managing my tasks? And so he has an app for it, and then he's going to a notebook, and then he's using Evernote, and then he's using Google Calendars. Like none of them are working. He's like, it's not the tool that's broken, man. It's your mindset, dude. It's you. You got to fix your mindset and discipline. So a lot of the times, people who are searching for tools to solve a problem just have a broken mindset, and you have to fix it. That being said, tools are awesome. Like, I love YouTube. If YouTube wasn't around, man, I'd be in a totally different place right now. Tools that I use on a regular basis, a lot of them are boring. A lot of them, like, I don't know that I have a special hack for you. I use email a ton. I get an idea, I email myself. I use my calendar a ton. I love the social tools, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. I'm picking up my IG game. We're starting to go hard on IG. Yeah. YouTube, obviously. Whenever you don't know how to, like, whatever you don't know how to do, somebody's made a video, or somebody's made a podcast, or somebody's written a book about it. Like, I was born in 1980. So I'm officially like the start of the millennials. I'm the grandfather millennial. I'm the oldest of the millennials. In my high school, I still went to a library, you know, like looking up books, and it's crazy how much things have changed. I wish something like this came out. Like, I wish I had someone like you to look up to who's launching a podcast and interviewing people. I think it's never been easier to get access to people. Like, to send, how did we connect? You sent me a DM or a
DM on Instagram. That's it.
Right?
That's it. And I see someone else post you. I'm like, man, I watched his videos. Let me just reach out. And you know, one thing about me, Evan, is I believe in the idea, like, the answer is either yes or no. Like, I ask any and everyone, hey, could you get on this platform? Can you do this? Can you do that? Because the answer is going to be no if I don't ask them. So I think that's huge.
Don't take the decision away from the other person. Don't say no for them.
That's good. Don't take the decision away from the other person. That's good. I like that. What are some of your upcoming interviews, or who are some of the upcoming people you would like to personally interview? Because I know you do the Google Hangouts and different live interviews throughout this year. I've seen a few scheduled through your YouTube page. Who are some other ones that you like, man, I got to get this person? I'm sure Elon Musk is one of them.
Yeah, you know, I don't have anybody, which is interesting, which is why I don't do like what you do. I don't do a podcast. I have the people who come on ask to be on my show, and I try to find interesting topics to go off with them. There's only two people. There's Howard Schultz, who's the guy behind me. I guess people can't see on the podcast. The guy who started Starbucks, because he's a really values driven entrepreneur. And then Kanye would be the other one. Mostly because I just think people don't ask Kanye great questions. They're asking him about his life, I guess, and tabloid kind of stuff. And then he gets upset, and then he does something crazy, and then everybody, you know, freaks out about it. But I want to ask, I think you should interview Kanye, man. I want like a good entrepreneur motivating session with Kanye West. So those would be my two. But back to the other point about doing the thing that you're absolutely passionate about, interviewing people is not the thing that I like have a massive interest in. But you know, for those who do, like, that should be your thing. Like, you could be the next Oprah. You could be the next Larry King. Then this is episode one, man, making history. I love it.
And I love it. And I'm still grateful that you, you know, took on this opportunity. Not even an opportunity for me, that you accepted to be on episode one. It means a great deal. So I want to talk about, you know, I heard on your Ask Me Anything show about creating super fans. Like, we have, like you said, we got a lot of people that are releasing books. They're releasing products. But sometimes no one knows who they are, what they do. They just pop up, hey, I got a book. And he's like, yeah, you just sold 20 books and it's over. You put so much time into the book, but you didn't put enough time in the marketing. So we got so many people out here, they're looking to build their brand. They want to explode. They want to make six figures. They want to make seven figures. But they have to create super fans. And for you, you have over a million subscribers. You got people frequently watching your videos every day, all day. But I believe part of that is because you created super fans and you added value to people's lives where they know, hey, when I watch one of Evan's videos, it's going to help me. When I watch one of Evan's videos, it's going to give me the information I need to just move me one step closer to my goal and dream. So what would be some steps to creating super fans? Because I also heard that having 1,000 true fans is all you really need. So share with us some of your tips for creating super fans.
Yeah, I think it starts with figuring out what is your message. What do you stand for? What's the one word that defines you? It's what I talk about in my first book. But why should I follow you? Like, for me, I'm about belief. So if you want a shot in the arm of belief, you want to believe in yourself more, you're going to enjoy everything that I put out. You're going to enjoy this interview. You're going to enjoy my YouTube videos. You're going to enjoy my up and coming IG account. You're going to enjoy all that stuff. If you don't like believe, you're not going to like me. You're going to tune out. You've already shut off this podcast. You know, you're not going to like what I have to say. And so it's figuring out what is your message. What is so important and different about you? Like, why are you doing the thing that you're doing? And then people who like that message will follow along. Most people don't have a message that they really believe in. Most people are just trying to be like somebody else. And that's hard to get. Like, why am I going to be your super fan? I'm going to be that person's super fan. You're trying to just be like Logan. I'm going to follow Logan. Why am I going to follow you? What's so different? And so it's figuring out what that thing is that's different about you, what your message is that's super clear. And so that I think whenever I need an injection of, like, if you're Mr. Inspiration, whenever I need inspiration, whenever I need energy, like, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to listen to your podcast. Otherwise, what's the reason? If I can't tell somebody why they need to listen to your podcast or buy your book or check out your channel, then you're sunk. Like, you need people talking about you and the message that you have. Now, not every message is a positive one. You know, some people make their name off of tabloids and making fun of people, and that's escapism. So it's either like people want to either escape the life that they hate or they want to go and build a better life for themselves. So you're either playing on the comedy or on the making fun of somebody else. It's all escaping the life that you don't have to think about your life. You don't have to think about growth. You just want to shut off your brain and be entertained. Or you want to solve the problems and you want to build a better life. And so that's where you get the inspiration, the motivation, and practical content. So just figuring out where you lie on that path and then being consistent about it. And that's why the journey is important too. Like if you're saying, hey, I'm about inspiration. I want to inspire people. And everything I do, I want to be an inspiration. So I have my clothing line and I have my books and I have my foundation and now I'm starting my podcast. And if you want to be inspired, listen to my podcast every week. And then even when you're booking guests, right? You're booking guests who are going to inspire people, right? So like once you get that identity down, then it makes every decision a lot easier and you give super fans, you give fans a reason to subscribe and then become super fans.
That's good. I like that. I appreciate that because I have so many people out here who they want to be great, but they haven't identified the area that they can be great in. You know, a lot of times we live in this world where so many things are being thrown at you. Like entrepreneurs are showing their success, showing you their car, showing you their house. And they're trying to show you the quickest way of getting there. But sometimes that way isn't the way for you. Like sometimes you may be an actor. It may take you time to get there. Like, but now they're telling you do this, so you're jumping to do that. So I'm happy that you really touched on identifying your true niche and what you were put here on this earth to actually do. So I appreciate it. We're going to do two more questions, Evan, and we're going to wrap up. But again, thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about your latest book, because I know guests, it's a dynamic book. I just ordered it. But I know some people are into reading and into growth hacks, into just getting to the next level. So I know your book will help them do all of those things.
Sure. So it's called The Top 10 Rules of Success. One of my most popular video series on my channel is basically looking at different people every day and breaking down what makes them successful. I wanted to put that in a book format. And the way that we did it was there's two rules on one page. And I don't want people reading it like a book. I want people to read one page a day. So you start off your day, however long it takes you to read one page, like 2 minutes, a minute, it doesn't take a lot of time to read a page. And then think about it. Because the goal here is if every day you are consuming two genius ideas from people who've done amazing things in the world, if every day you started your day by surrounding yourself with that, you can't help but grow and be bolder and be more confident and take on bigger projects. I think one of the biggest reasons why people are where they are is because of their environment. Your environment sucks. Like you're probably going to be like whatever else is happening in your neighborhood. That's what you're going to grow up to be. And it's really hard to break free of that when it's always surrounding you. And so it's possible, but the way to do it is you need to start changing your environment. And you may not be able to physically do that. Like, you know, you may be 15 and still at home. Like you can't physically go and do that. But injecting new stuff into your environment, like successful people, here's what successful people have to say. It'll force you to think differently. It'll force you to start thinking bigger. It'll turn on the entrepreneurial engine inside you. And so that's my goal. I want people to break free of their environment and create a life that they want to live, not just doing something because their mom or their dad or their culture, their society is telling them to do it, right? You know, they may want you to be a school teacher or a doctor or a dentist, and you want to be an astronaut or you want to be an entrepreneur or you want to be a podcaster. They're like, a pod what, right? Like, you know, you want to do your thing. And so to support that idea, you need champions around you. You need big thinking around you. And so that's the idea with the book. Sit down. You'll get a lot of value from reading it like a book, but really, like if you read one page a day, and if it's not the book, if you're doing something else, like if you're listening to this podcast every day, or you're watching a YouTube video every day, like surround yourself with great ideas every day. It's going to pull you up to help you be better.
And I'm happy you said it because for me, currently I've been to 44 countries all around the world. I'm doing some pretty okay things, but I grew up in a rough environment. My dad been in jail since I was 2 for murder. Like I grew up in just like the trenches of Philadelphia. But, you know, luckily I was able to go to a different school where I was the minority and I got to see, oh, it's a different life from this. And my last job before I got fired, my 10th job I got fired from, I worked at the private airport where I got to see all the multimillionaires and billionaires come in. So those were two major environment switches that like literally changed my life. They actually showed me what I can have. And one of my favorite quotes by Oliver Wendell Holmes is, once your mind is expanded to a new idea or concept, it's hard to go back to the original way of thinking. So I'm so big on just trying to promote people, get in different environments, like get around different people who are going to force you to level up and grow. So I know you are a continual learner. What are some things that you do on a daily? I know one of them probably is just dissecting these videos, putting videos together, learning about these particular influencers and game changers. But what are other ways that you're adding to your learning? Like, how are you continually growing mentally to help you keep reaching new levels of success? Some things that you do.
Yeah, so I start my day every day with a page from the book. And that's not to promote my book. That's what I do. Right. I think finding the thing, more importantly than what I do, is like finding the thing for everybody. We've all felt these moments of boldness. Like, you felt moments where you felt unstoppable, tons of confidence. I'm going to launch a podcast. I'm going to be a YouTuber. I'm going to go travel to a new country, right? We've all had these moments of boldness. But then the next day, you fall back down to where you were before. Or you tell your mom and then she kills your idea. And now you're back down to where you were before. And so whatever the thing was that triggered you thinking big, you want to do that daily, ideally in the morning. Like, if people listen to this podcast and it's 10 at night, you know, maybe they're inspired for 2 hours and then they go to bed and they wake up. And at least for me, I have to start fresh every day. I don't wake up like, yes, I'm just going to destroy today. I don't wake up like that. I wake up, I'm tired, I'm rolling out of bed, you know? And so I need to get into the habit. My habits save me. My habits and my environment save me. And so for me, it's reading the page from the book, thinking about it a couple minutes, like Oprah Winfrey just said these two amazing things. How can I apply this to my life somehow? And then I'll get into my videos. I make the videos on my channel selfishly for myself, and then I share it with people. Like, I learn from every video that we put up.
Hey, Evan, 1 second. When you went like, yes, like your audio kind of went out. Like, I could barely hear you.
I got too excited. Is that okay? You got me,
Evan. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Your pause. I just want to make sure I can hear you. You hear Evan? Can you hear me?
I got you.
Okay, you just paused, and I can't really see. But long as you can hear me, man. Okay, cool. So, literally just being able to jump out of bed excited. I mean, being able to wake up every day and do what you love is huge. Final question I'm going to share with you. One of the biggest things that I see a lot of entrepreneurs make, like a lot of times we're focusing on tasks that don't necessarily produce a profit. And without a profit, the business cannot run. What are some tasks that you focus on, like high level tasks that you know I have to focus on in order for me to produce a profit in my business? And what would be a suggestion to help someone else get focused on the task that will produce profits?
Okay, so I would encourage, if you're just getting started.
You hear Evan?
Yeah. Can you not hear me?
Hello, hello.
I got you.
Evan, hello. Yep.
I think it's on your end, man. I see you.
Could you hear me, Evan?
I hear you. Can you see me?
I can hear you now, Evan. I just can't see you, so I can hear you, though. Go ahead. Okay.
Do you want me to go? You want me to answer?
Okay. Yeah. I can.
You're freezing up. He's frozen. We'll see if he comes back. There we go.
Evan, can you hear me?
Yeah, you froze up.
All right. Hey, listen, guys. First podcast episode. You see some of the kinks that we have going, but we're going to keep it going. Go ahead, Evan. I'm sorry.
This is my. I feel like you need to launch it exactly like it is. This is my favorite. When I look back on my videos and like the first video, I cringe at how you know bad I thought it was. So like, it's all part of the journey, man. This is great. You were asking about like making profits. The activities,
yes.
Profit, right? So if I'm starting up, the most important thing in business to understand is you get paid money for providing value.
Period.
You need to solve a problem for your customers. And the bigger the problem you solve, the more money you're going to make, right? You want to make a lot of money, solve a big problem quickly, right? And so it's a more question of what can you do that's going to provide value to somebody so that you can get paid to do it. At the start, you're going to suck at everything. This just, you suck at everything at the beginning. Like your first podcast is going to suck. The first time you get on a bicycle, you're going to fall. Like you go snowboarding, you're going to crash down the hill. You know, like you're going to suck at everything. So this is a real challenge for a lot of young entrepreneurs starting because they know what looks good. Like they may look at your book or your foundation or your video or whatever and say, hey, wow, that's what good looks like. And then they try to do it and they suck. And because you know what good looks like, but you know you don't have the talent yet. You know what a good dunk from LeBron looks like, but you know you can't do it yet. Then people give up too soon. Where if you practice and you practice and you practice and you get better, you'll be able to provide value. And so it's figuring that out. Like just understanding you make money by providing value and that you will suck. You won't make money at the beginning. That's okay. But once you get better, once you discover what you are LeBron at, like once you have undeniable talent, then you'll start to win. It's a great example. Eminem likes to crank call radio shows. And LL Cool J was one of his mentors growing up. Like LL was the guy growing up. And so LL was on a radio station and Eminem called in and said he was like John from Miami or something. And he said, hey, I'm a budding rapper. Can I rap a few bars for you? And so he started rapping and LL and the radio host are like, man, this guy's really good. Like, dude, you're really good. You should think about getting a recording contract or something. Like you got real talent. I listen to guys all day long and you have real talent. And then he's like, you know, can I play, how about I do an original for you? And then he's saying the one from 8 Mile, Lose Yourself. And then I'm like, oh, it's Eminem. He's crank calling us. But that, like, if somebody had no idea who you were and you show them what you can do, would they have to pay attention to you? And at the beginning, it's no, but you have to be undeniably talented. You have to develop that skill set so that when they see you for the first time doing the thing that you do, it's like, wow, I want to work with that person.
Gotcha. That's good. And I appreciate that, Evan, man. What a phenomenal first podcast interview. I just want to say thank you so much for your time. Please let our listeners know where they can find you at. All your social media outlets. And by the way, your new headshot is cool that you put across all your platforms. So, but let our listeners know where they can find you.
Thanks, man. We just updated that yesterday. If you're looking for the book, Amazon, either books are on Amazon, it's easy to find. And then just Evan Carmichael. The videos are on YouTube. If you want to interact with me one-on-one, YouTube, we do the AMAs. And then I'm often working out on the bike. And I think that's how we connected. He sent me IG DM and I'm like on the bike saying, hey man, let's do it. Email my assistant. So if you want kind of one-on-one, 10 seconds at a time, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, I'm doing the DMs.
Appreciate this so much, Evan. Thank you so much, guys. And this wraps up our very first episode of Passion and Profits with Evan Carmichael. I hope you got a lot of game. I hope you got a lot of gems. And I hope you learned. So the main thing I really learned from this episode, outside of all the amazing things Evan said, is you have to start somewhere. And everything you won't start will be perfect. Everything that I built, guys, I need you to understand, no college degree. I built everything by starting and figuring it out as I go. So if you don't take anything else from Evan or I today, just get started and keep going until you reach your goal. And I'm going to end it, as Evan would say, with belief. Thank you guys for joining the podcast today.